Blog Talk Radio.
Sifting through all that clutter got you frustrated? Need an outlet? How about two? Introducing the newest Glade scented oil. It's the only scented oil that comes with a nightlight and not one, but two extra outlets. Cut through the clutter with Glade scented oil.
Mom, I'm home.
I noticed.
Two outlets and a light for fresh day and night. Plug it in, plug it in.
SC Johnson, a family company.
This is the Product of Dana Network. Welcome to your Honeybee Files, and I'm your man, Honeybee DJ Olatsky. On turntables, 182 for you, and especially you tonight. And, of course, we're broadcasting live out of Lagos, Nigeria, 516-453-9133. All you got to do is press 1 to join the conversation a little later on in the broadcast. And it's, of course, brought to you by Looking Glass Entertainment. Tonight, we are going to our second spotlight showcase of outstanding poetry. And a young lady that I consider a friend. And she's going to introduce herself and the things that she do and she's trying to accomplish and really is accomplishing. She is a friend, and I'm happy to have her here on the Honeybee Files. The wonderful Sylvia Blaylock tonight. Sylvia, how you doing tonight?
I am doing well. How are you?
Oh, man, it's a pleasure, and I'm glad you're here. So before we go into our, you know, tonight we're going to take calls after her showcase, okay? We want to be able to just feel the vibe from her, the wonderful positive message through her poetry. But, of course, Sylvia, tell the Orony Dynasty listeners, you know, a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am the owner-operator of Uprising Radio. It is an internet radio network on Blog Talk Radio, much like your own. I host an internet poetry show called Poetry in the Raw. I do interviews, features that are both interviews and reporting about certain topics. We call those shows Impact. I have been featured on a few spoken word and poetry shows. I was the March 2019 winner of the Oakland Poetry Slam, and I will be presenting a workshop at the UC Berkeley 36th Empowering Women of Color Conference next weekend, and it will be virtual. The name of my workshop is Voices That Carry, Being Loud on Purpose, and I'm also the author of Uprising, a book of poetry.
Outstanding, Sylvia. You know, we really, really are glad the things you're doing, you know, for the world, not only for yourself, but for the world, because, you know, what we do, you know, on a constant basis, we do things for, you know, make us feel great. You know, we love ourselves, and sharing that love with others, man, is the greatest gift we all can have, especially as broadcasters. And, of course, now you get a chance to hear this wonderful lady's showcase of poetry. We have six outstanding track by Ella Fitzgerald. We're going to have six outstanding spoken word sets by the one and only Sylvia L. Blaylock. We will start this show with, you know, the lifetime achiever of the Grammy Awards, iconic jazz vocalist. This young lady, man, really set the course for a whole lot of people, not just African-Americans, but people who just wanted to sing jazz in a positive way and tell those type of stories. Her name is Miss Ella Fitzgerald. The first song tonight, The Very Thought of You.
The very thought of you, and I forget to do the little ordinary things that everyone ought to do. I'm living in a kind of daydream. I'm happy as a king, and foolish though it may seem to me, that's everything, the mere idea of you. The longing here for you, you never know how slow the moments go till I'm near to you. You never know how slow the moments go till I'm near to you. I see your face in every flower, your eyes in stars above. Just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my love. It's just the thought of you, the very thought of you, my love.
What an outstanding showcase, Sylvia and Ella tonight, right here from Lagos. This is the Honeybee Files, and I am your man, DJ Honeybee Olandsky. And now we present to you the first segment in our showcase, the wonderful spoken word of Sylvia Blaylock. Sylvia, the mic is yours.
The name of this piece is Milk and Honey Love. Plunge your hands into my juicy soul. Dig your tongue into the space between my left brain and my right. Savor the flavor of knowledge freely given. Feel me want you in me deeply. See me dance to the songs of your mind. No, I feel you here across the line. Fall for me, move through me, take me. How you love a goddess is through every fiber of your soul. Be bold. All that I am is open and ready. Life ripened to perfection and yours for the taking. Be born anew in this light of love. I am open. Through me the river flows, through you the light shines. Chocolate milk and honey love flows from my womb, slicks over your cheeks to the sheets beneath your head and pulls there. Unhinged ass from spine and andromicate on your dome because it's hot. Gulp sweet rivers down, breathe later. Lift the lifted, and down I lay, goddess made flesh in the hands of a king. Even while melting, I am the fire. I am adorned in sweat, every pore soaking wet, wielding power like a knife, bonded by soul to you for life. Power flaring from up through the womb. Can you see this fire chase back doom, flaring up the candles and fogging up the windows, craving to bite, digging my nails into the flesh that lives beneath the chest on your soul. Giddy up, baby, grinding on your bone, making the crook of your lip, your lap, my home, using your legs for lumbar support, sending you flying like an airport. Throw that ass around and get that salad tossed, fucking you into the dirt like motocross. I feel like reaching down and squeezing your manhood. Sorry, baby. There I go, being all kind of aggressive. My jaw is aching from wanting to bite you. I can't imagine what real will be if this is how I write you. And that's that piece.
Outstanding. That is the work of Sylvia L. Blaylock. We go to our next track tonight. And, of course, you know, the lady, you know, is a tramp. Now, of course, has nothing to do with Sylvia Blaylock, but it's just that feeling of, you know, I've been around. And, you know, I've seen this and I've seen that, but let Ella tell the story.
On mulligan stew and never wished for turkey, as I hitched and hiked and grifted too, from Maine to Albuquerque. Alas, I missed the Beaux-Arts ball, and what is twice as sad, I was never at a party where they honored Noel Cat. But social circles spin too fast for me. My whole bohemia is the place to be. with people I hate. That's why the lady is a trap. I don't like crap games with barons and earls. Won't go to Harlem in ermine and pearls. Won't ditch the dirt with the rest of the girls. That's why the lady is a tramp. I like the free, fresh wind in my hair. Life without care. I'm broke, it's old. Hey, California, it's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp. I go to Coney, the beach is divine. I go to ball games, the bleachers are fine. I follow Winchell and read every line. That's why the lady is a tramp. I like a prize fight that isn't a fake. I love the rowing on Central Park Lane. I go to opera and stay wide awake. That's why the lady is a tramp. I like the green under my shoes. What can I lose? I'm flat, that's that. I'm all alone when I lower my lamp. That's why the lady is a
Ella Fitzgerald and the Nelson Riddle Orchestra. Okay, we'll go to some Gordon Jenkins in a little while, and of course, Hammerstein. And we're just happy tonight, you know, Rochester Hammerstein, by the way. And we're so happy to have our wonderful, wonderful guest in our spotlight, Miss Sylvia Blaylock. Sylvia, now you're second testament to the world of spoken word poetry.
Thank you. When will it be the right time to make your struggle be a means to an end and not the way and means till the end? When will we rise up from the pyre of our expectations of life and reveal ourselves more than capable of subduing all that stands between us and our destiny? For it is we who were foretold to set the destiny of all mankind. Why do we insist in believing that there is something that someone else needs to do before we ourselves can begin the uniquely assigned work ahead of us? And what will it take for us to know, knowing that we are ready to take up with purposeful actions the journey we've prepared for generations to take? When Queens is not just a place in New York with good pizza, nor is it just a collection of flamboyantly gay men. When addressed in the plural, its meaning is kaleidoscopic, like diamonds prismatically transmitted are the keys to all the universe in a simple, I see you, sis, too, sis. No inclination to the other dismiss, more intimate than a first kiss. Watching women show love without agendas, having no intention except to support and befriend you. Networking to behold more than one at a time is either the stage for a coup or vortex of female power made more powerful exponentially. We each made more strong as we support and are supported by self-realized women who see the same in you. Success is not the measure of possession so much as it is the possession of measures with which we discern, with more than a wing and a prayer or a truth and a dare or perfectly coiffed hair. Queens, unite Unite your expectations and your exertions to your purpose. Let even your random actions default to your good. Merge what you are willing to do with what you have the means to. Collaborate in principle and execution while being guided by the common vision of purpose. Organize your own thoughts while purposefully expecting the same from those you work with. Uniformity, inflexibility, and sameness are not the building blocks of progress. So remember to treat each disagreement as an opportunity to grow and not an attack on your state of progress. By first integrating the various moving parts of our own persons, we begin the process of connecting with the world around us to be possessed enough with responsibility that you include the needs of those you would see represented, done to the best of your ability to do so. That your life and what you believe it represents now and in the future hindsight is worth your every effort to use it for the most good, starting with yourself. Know that we are meant to see this through. Now rock that crown, queen. Nothing. The absence of obstacle is overrated. Our own reflection, we're taught to hate it. Being fed lies of no real substance by the soulless sheep among us. Reality shames this virtual reality. That weapon formed to defeat us will never be. Nothing compares to you. Is be present in your present. I'm sorry. Is there some disturbance on the line?
No, not at all. Continue. Mm-hmm.
Okay, there was some disturbance. I'll go back to that part. Is be present in your present. Stand firm in now. Truth stands tall and just is impossible. This is not in our vocab. Needs some defeatist rehab. What we set our minds to, we can pull to view. When queens work together, there is nothing we can't do. And the title of this piece was, When Queens Unite, Nothing is Impossible. In peace.
Outstanding masterpiece by Sylvia L. Blaylock. We go back into the songbook now of Rodgers and Hammerstein and the chorus with the Louis Armstrong Orchestra, Basin Street, y'all, Ella Fitzgerald.
Mama, let it fall, darling.
Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong Orchestra, New Orleans, Louisiana. And now we go back into our spotlight tonight, Miss Sylvia L. Blaylock, The Third Testament. The mic is yours.
Thank you. The name of this piece is See Anymore. I'm iconic in your dreams, instigating sad songs left to Dixie's fall and all her wrongs. Away down a ways, when country comfort and cotton were way down south a ways, I wish I wasn't Dixie. That's what they say. I'm wondering where you ran to when you ran away alone, wondering about your freedom out there where you roam. The cotton bloomed here without you, and visions of good times ran off with you too. There's so much here left to do. I'm wondering if wishing made you feel what I felt too. I'll be ready if you ever come back. You see, I keep a small satchel already packed. Many a bill came through, and sometimes it took a will or two to see it through. But I'll leave with you without thinking twice. For that freedom, I've paid the price. Slavery is showing cracks and turns. Some run loose and some are returned. Not seeing you became my mantra and my fear. Not seeing you broken meant not seeing you here. How I wish you were in Dixie too, but then again, they torture you. I've made my peace, for it was in the shade of trees that swung heavy with strange fruit in the breeze. Imagining you looking sharp and dressed real fine, eating the best food and drinking the best wine helps keep my captive mind and helps pass the time. I was the noose around your neck and now the longing masked regret. Wounded souls that don't set right to heal grow twisted when longing won't pay the bills. Freedom costs, such as it is, and with no bed to speak of, I am summoned up to his. Aligned with those who would see you hang, giving what isn't taken felt like vows forsaken. Survival is interest compounded daily. My every free action has a price, and I am creative in paying. Securing foundations with these jackals resulted in babies with light skin and freckles and a house with its own kitchen and privacy to do business in. In spite of what was done to me, in part due to what I agreed, we carved a path out for being free by satisfying their servile needs. We lived in fear, but with our own, we worked our freedom to the bone. Negress, if you please. If you must address me with a false sense of prestige, sex slave, a courtesan, madam, or just a hair salon, facade of the airs we had to put on because we knew seeds were planted and strong fruit grew, sent away, look away, run away from Dixieland. Dixie kept it pushing and carved away through, but never forgot you. A separate culture was formed, and in it we ruled our own. The offspring of Dixie were now fully grown. No more would they bow nor back of the bus ride. They demanded what had been denied, Dixie's pride. Inevitably, we were all perceived to be a little ambitious and just too uppity. Burned out and driven away, chased to where the road led, come what may. Babies burned, right? Overturned. Exodus to the west, cashing out what we could from our still smoldering nest. If you're whistling to me, I am not there. We gathered our babies and left out together. Those sisters stuck together and through tough times they weathered. I wish I wasn't Dixie, they sang from freedom's distant shores, singing to the Bonnie Bells while thinking of the black whores. For whoredom, much like freedom, has a price for all who want some, taken for granted by those with privilege, used to empower an entire village. Eventually, everybody sang that tune of cotton and courage. They all did croon with painted faces that bore no traces of respect, gone unchecked, bamboozled masses in dusty road glasses, long for the days of the long past old scores. We did hair, watched the children, cooked, scrubbed floors, and whored until our knees were sore. Oh, they remember us, but they don't much call us Dixie anymore. And that's that piece.
Outstanding results from Sylvia L. Blaylock tonight, right here on the Honeybee Files, and our tribute to the iconic, warm and sultry Miss Ella Fitzgerald. We're going to go to another track, Day In and Day Out.
Day in, day out, the same old hoodoo follows me about, the same old pounding in my heart whenever I think of you, and darling, I think of you, day in and day out. Possibility in view, that possibility of maybe seeing you come rain, come shine. I meet you, and to me, the day is fine. Then I kiss your lips, and the pounding becomes the ocean's roar.
Ella. Woof! What a wonderful soundtrack tonight. I'm enjoying it, and I know the rest of the world is too. And of course, you still are showcasing the talents of Miss Sylvia Blaylock. This is her fourth testament. And now, Sylvia, the mic is yours.
The name of this piece is My Pussy Is Not Pink. My pussy is not pink and fuzzy and cute. It's black and looks like it was branded into my body, blowtorched in with leather bindings, carved in with white hot knives. Not so much the cute pink kitten ears, perky and alert. More the ears flat hissing kind of situation, she of panther black. Outer walls brown, with barbed whiskers that require wire cutters or chemical removal. Y'all know nothing about no magic shave. My little pleasure cave, she's been trained not to bite your shit clean off, but she doesn't always heed. Thank the Lord she doesn't have teeth. She's got a piercing just above the clitoris, because who doesn't like accessories, am I right? My acid rain black pussy takes the color out of black cotton, self-cleaning, and tastes like honey and yogurt on most days. However, she can put the back corner of a dark alley behind two dumpsters and a burnt-out car to olfactory shame, but I digress. To feed the need to pretend to breed, my pussy has smoked a lot of weed, smelling like dank angst and something barely remembered, just a hop, skip, and a jump from a black rump, home of the dump. Easily penetrated with an overzealous hump and misplaced pump, firm grip beyond the lip can milk your tip of every sip. My inner thigh bears the burn of their own closeness. By the time you reach my pink, it is too late to turn back. Pearl tongue lick backs, greedy little grab backs, pumping your face till your motherfucking neck snaps. Having this good pussy gave me a bad back. She's feral, but can be pet with patience and clean hands. But random acts of grabby, fuzzy, pink cat hat having, wire coat hanger, placenta stabbing, someone missed an important memo. That's not how any of this shit goes. I'm Sister Motherfucking Earth, in case you haven't heard, the time of violating me has to go. Now, shh. The cradle of creation now sits on your face. My pussy is not pink. And this black does not erase. Now, see how black power tastes. And that's that piece.
Again, another outstanding work of art by Sylvia L. Blaylock. We go back into our wonderful soundtrack, and it coincides. Lullaby of Birdland. Fitzgerald. Now we go into our fifth testament of the outstanding talent of Sylvia L. Blaylock. The mic is yours, sister.
Carry a case of sage in the trunk of my car. I have many to speak to and will travel far. It is my goal to light them up, and smoke them out. Love does not make the world go around. It makes the ride worthwhile. We make the world go around. Let's ride. These words come from the deepest part of me, where the blood runs dark like chocolate, coffee fever, energy eruptions burst into sparkling showers of thought, blazing up a kilo of white sage to smudge every corner of my life, deep Bogart hits with French inhale for style, doing a reading, praying for answers, or being still and knowing. From wherever the lessons come, I engage with every beat, with every cell, with every space between the spaces, and am engulfed in the calm of release. And I absorb what is around me. It's not that I barely notice, it's that I see it all and process. At the speed of light, I won't hold back because there's no one to see it. I dare presume that there is any way they could choose not to. Such is the lot of natural-born supernova. I sit in darkness, my own company, but the voices and thoughts hover and dip. Something so strong pulses my chest, but no choke, just the blazing glow of purpose and intent. I, the watcher, am watching with a smile. Visions like smoke rise and burn. The air in collaboration with the heads that I know. We set the sky on fire and claim the dawn. Solar plexus vibrating, something ready to be born. Words empowered with action, made powerful by action words, made action by manifesting thoughts into words. I love you. Love does not make the world go around. It makes the ride worthwhile. We make the world go around. Ride with me. I carry a case of sage in the trunk of my car. I have many to speak to and will travel far. And it is my goal to light them up and smoke them out. And that's that piece.
Outstanding tonight, Sylvia L. Blaylock. We go into another dissertation of Ella Fitzgerald. We're going to take callers after, you know, her presentation and her spotlight. And I can't wait to hear the callers. Thank you so much for pressing one. Let's go into, you know what, Sylvia? Something got to give, something got to give, something got to give.
When an irresistible force such as you meets an old, immovable object like me, you can bet as sure as you live. Something gotta give, something gotta give, something gotta give. When an irrepressible smile such as yours warms an old, implacable heart such as mine, don't say no, because I insist. Somewhere, somehow, someone's gonna be kissed. So unguarded, knows what the fates have in store from their vast mysterious sky. I'll try hard ignoring those lips I adore, but how long can anyone try? Fight, 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 fight it with all of our might. Chances are some heavenly star we'll find out as sure as we live. Something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gotta give. Bye.
again, the great Ella Fitzgerald tonight and the great Sylvia L. Blaylock with her final testament tonight. And then we'll take callers after she speaks. And once again, the time is yours, Sylvia.
Thank you. The name of this piece is Play Me. And there you go. His fingers knew my keys. He kept his head between my knees. He seemed easy to please, but was more concerned with pleasing me. He placed me high on the piano, my bassline soul singing soprano. He played the songs he knew I loved, like soul, some old lamp he started to rub, and like brand new, I shined right up, hand on full like a red solo cup. Of these rendezvous, I can never get enough. His song crescendos, and my soul still craves more, and we've still got clothes on. We're going to need to make another trip to the store. Provisions are needed. Alarms are no longer heeded. I'm feeling kind of needy, feeling kind of greedy, not the least bit needy. Rolling with you, Kundalini, you have my notes still left to play. My melody is now on parade, whether spicy samba or sweet serenade. Upon this piano, I am your number one fan. In fact, I'm the promoter, the venue, and the band. I'd give you an ovation, but you won't let me stand. I'm tasting your lick, a brand new flavor, half-ass enjoying having myself to savor. Loving our flow line, our never letting go line. Like fine wine, better with time, and enough of this rhyme. Let's dine. Musically motivated and emotionally moved, I am your piano. Oh, you keep me tuned. Thank you. That's that piece.
Outstanding. I want to thank you very, very much for sharing your time on the Dynasty. And now we have callers that would love to talk to you as well. We will have final thoughts. I want to say a little feedback there. We'll have final thoughts, and then we will, of course, you know, we have our final abdu. Okay, caller number one, you're on the line with I and Sylvia L. right here on the Dynasty, our spotlight on the Honeybee Files.
Hello.
Hey, we can hear you loud and clear. How you doing?
Hey,
how you doing?
It's Jimmy Black. It's Jimmy Black, host of Bet on Black. How you doing, Sylvia?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good now. I hear your poetry. I was like heavily into poetry before I started writing songs. And like at one point, you from Philly?
Yeah, I'm from San Francisco.
Okay, well, at one point, Philly was like, I mean, that was all that was there is poetry every night. And I started writing so much poetry, I started writing songs and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I really enjoyed your poetry, very much so. Hey, brother, can I drop a little small one?
Please, man. This is what it's for. Sylvia has done her piece and her testament. Now it's your turn. Please.
This is like the first poem I wrote. It was during a breakup with my high school girlfriend. But this is the first poem I wrote. It's called February the 14th. I hope I remember it.
Okay.
All right. Mike is
it's
yours.
Not about beautiful women. It's not about beautiful women, big cars, fancy clothes, or a house upon a hill. But it's about love, companionship, relationships, and a thrill that you give from that special person you love. Today, tomorrow, forever will I feel this love for you. You're my Valentine every day of the year. You are my dream come true. The first moment I saw your beautiful face, I knew you were the one. The first time I kissed your sweet lips, I knew that I was sprung. Every moment that we shared, I prayed it wouldn't be the last. But when I'm holding your hand, time always seemed to pass in great measures.
Mm.
Great pleasures and great treasures I found in you. There she was, looking beautiful as ever. I'm telling the truth, I ain't trying to be clever. But girl, I still love you and always will. but I don't.
Oh.
That's what I mean.
Wow.
We're going to keep that. We're not even going to destroy that ball of love you made. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I'm finger snapping you like a poet and then just saying,
I've used it before. I've used it after. It works.
You know,
wow, Jimmy, I like that, man.
That's an instant card. I love it.
They're reusable. Never put names in poetry.
Man. I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm going to bet on black. I'm going to tell you that for right now. I'm going to bet on some black. Man, thank you, Jimmy Black, for calling in, man, and sharing your life and love with poetry, man. We appreciate it.
Sylvia, I wish you lived in Philly. Beautiful. I loved it.
Thank
Y'all
you
be cool.
Nice.
Have a good night.
Yeah, there you go. And, of course, this is the Honeybee Files with your man, Honeybee DJ Olasky, and the wonderful Sylvia L. Blaylock. Our next caller, caller two, Feel the Vibe. It's the Honeybee Files right here in Orney. All right, caller. I know she's been holding on a long time, so make sure that it's a shame because this person is powerful. Caller, you online?
Sylvia?
Oh, wow. Sing.
Hello?
Oh, you know what? She's going to try to call right back in. Because the line just disconnected, but she will call back in. But, you know, Sylvia, let me go ahead and talk to you right now.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, nothing surprised me tonight. You are outstanding. You know, first of all, you're a beautiful human being from the gate. This young lady is a CEO, okay, of a network in our so-called family of so-called black entertainment networks, black CEOs, running networks. She's always been real. She's always helped me just in this conversation. She's been an inspiration to me, and I never told her that in person or on message. I'm going to tell her right now to the millions that listen to us. This young lady, I admire very much. You know, she's my big sister, and she is a very, very talented human being. That's it. I'm not going to embellish.
Thank you.
Now we got to call it back. Caller number two, we got you back on. You're talking to, Sylvia and I, Honeybee Files, right here in ONE.
Excellent, excellent. Can you guys hear me this time?
Yes, ma'am.
Loud and clear.
That's excellent. Sylvia, I am so inspired. I love it. I mean, you really did your thing tonight. How do you feel?
I'm feeling
Who are you?
Come on. Who am I speaking with?
Who are we speaking with?
This is Poetic Jewel. How are you, love? I so
Hello,
enjoyed
Poetic
that show.
Thank you very much. I feel really good. For one, I was so glad that he chose Ella Fitzgerald. I'm like, really?
Right.
I'll
right.
get with this. I didn't even. I was like, I'm gonna get some wine and the thing. I didn't even get any wine. I basically had some coffee earlier. And really let the poems come to me as it went. And I knew just what was going to come, and it worked out. We marched with the queens today. I have to tell you, just before showtime, I was testing out Facebook Live and discovered that there's a filter on there that gives you blackface. And I was so shocked by it. Like, it happened. I didn't know that's what it was. And once it happened and I'm looking at myself like this, you just don't know what you're going to do. So I typed him a little letter. I made a little Facebook Live and said, you guys are not going to believe this, and showed people, and then had to calm down before the show started.
Wow.
So I gave myself 15 minutes to sit still. A few friends took it away. They're posting like crazy on Facebook now. And all I could think is, our work is never done. As poets, our work is never done.
That is so amazing. I have been repeating this same thing all day. You know how the universe, things kind of sync up. It's like, I believe in synchronicity. And so it's been all the way from this morning. I woke up and I'm like, I can really mind my business for 375 days out of the year. There's always something to be done, and we, people spend a lot of time wasting time on things when, at the end of the day, to me, self-improvement is everything. But we just have a lot of time to do, what is best for ourselves. That's just kind of what's been on my mind all day. So I've been really focused on minding my business, and I made you a part of my business today because I wanted to tune in and listen to you, and you are absolutely inspiring. I love your tones, your cadence, your flow is awesome. I appreciated your work, and if you guys will have me, I was inspired, and I want to share a piece. The last caller, he hit it with the measure, and I had a poem. I have a poem, and it's entitled "Without Measure." Do you guys mind listening?
That's what we do, man. This is wonderful. This is wonderful. You know, we have our showcase for the person that we do, and we have the callers who want to do poetry. The mic is yours.
Please.
Oh, I thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, without measure. Posting a picture without a filter seems to be such a daunting task, like wearing our regular faces unmasked is such a thing of the past. Within 7 seconds of looking in the mirror, we're bound to find a flaw. Governed by a society that requires everyone's applause, I stare at myself in awe of my divinity, a numinous experience, luminous, ethereal, spiritual to say the least. Someone somewhere thought that it would be better to calculate our beauty scaled by a measure. The insanity of the vanity, the golden ratio, outlandish to me. My facial phenotypic dimensions like my body are disproportionate. I am a reflection of every place my forefathers ever went. The physical embodiment of what the heavens sent to bring forth fruit. Yet some would attempt to minimize my beauty based on their perspective, a subjective point of view. I implore you and I to pour into ourselves abundantly, to shift the energy, to fall victim to no one's interpretation of the way that it should be. I'm a feminine and masculine polarity, designed exactly the way that I should be. It's the God in me. It's the vibration in my soul, the compassion of my heart, the story untold, the love, the passion, the fire, the strength, the love, the sun, my melanin. I'm all encompassing. I am her. She is me. Judge me not only by what you see. Feel the universe, sentient. I'm connected to everything. I am love without measure, eternally. Thank you.
That was amazing.
I hope you heard my finger snaps.
and I had them mute still just so we could hear what she was saying, but that was amazing what you just did. First of all, Sylvia, she's a young lady that's part of Omni Dynasty. And she's interning with us, and she's amazing. And I love some poetic jewels, and I think that the sky's the limit with you. I'm not going in with you.
I love you.
Radio do your job.
I thank y'all. Oh, this was fun. I thank y'all. Thank you for listening. And Sylvia, I look forward to. I've actually sent you a request. I look forward to exchanging poetry with you. I do. I love your style. Like, you know, I'm kind of particular about what I like, and I do. I love you. I love you. We are definitely going to connect at least and message you. We'll be talking, and I'm going to leave you guys. It is 10:29 on my clock. I'll have a good time. But...
Thank you so much. I invite
you
to my workshop. It's next Saturday. Information on my Facebook page. Thank you.
Well, Sylvia L., you did an outstanding job tonight for us. The second person that's been showcased in our spotlight of the Honeybee Files. It's all about you. And talk about your experience tonight right here at O&E. Uh-oh.
My experience? can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay. I feel so fortunate. I'd like to thank you very much for the opportunity. I realize that when we aligned our calendars and stopwatches and our glasses and whatnot, that would all come together the way it needed to. And I couldn't have planned it better. You're such an amazing host. It was such a simple, straightforward thing, and yet it was so powerful. I am so humbled, forehead to ground, to even be paired with a great like Ella Fitzgerald. You absolutely humble me to pair me with her. And forever, wherever this show is, I'll replay it because I want to hear me with Ella Fitzgerald and cry in private. You are doing such amazing things with your network. I'm so proud of you. And it's not as though
I have anything to do with this. I'm proud to know someone who is doing as much as you are with the resources you have.
I thank you very, very much. And I would look forward to this show for a month, guys. Okay. And, you know, I knew that it would be the way it is. And this young lady, again, we are the epitome of great chief executive officing. You know, we love the people that we surround ourselves with, where, you know, we don't play games, we're taskmasters, and we believe in a commitment to excellence. And, you know, Sylvia, in that way, is my twin. And when it comes down to CEO, we know, you know, I have, you know, wonders. I'm a wonder twin by Andre Preston. We all know that. She knows that, too. But when it comes down to commitment to excellence and always coming to the bat for our people, the people that surround us, you know, Sylvia, I thank you for what the countless people you've touched, the lives you have touched. You already touched Poray Jules right there. She's ready to, you know, link up with you and talk, you know, serious matters of poetry. I'm so proud of that. You know what I mean? Because it's all about networking. You know what I mean? I am a mentor. That's what I do. You know what I mean? I always tell people all the time, Sylvia, things are for a season. You guys might not be. I mean, I've had 100 and over almost 150 hosts. If I didn't stay, we have 22 now, right? So I'm here to build the next generation of champions. And there's someone out there, Sylvia, right now that doesn't believe in themselves, who never thought they would be a broadcaster at all, never even in their wildest imagination. You know, I always tell that story about Andrea Presley, right? He said, really, me? I said, yeah, twin, if you can do this, you'll be one of the greatest ever. She's a lifetime achiever in the Hall of Fame from one conversation, Sylvia. And you're that type of person. And I thank you so much for being part of my life and part of this show tonight.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't like blushing like this. I would say that we are both, I hope that, and if I can plug myself for a minute, Casey Berkeley's Empowering Women of Color conference is having to be virtual this year instead of being the actual live conference. And I'm hosting my first workshop with them called Voices That Carry, Being Loud on Purpose. And it's the first of what I hope will be a conference that I am hosting, a full-on conference called Voices That Carry, that is hosted from a poetry perspective. And we're going to address current issues, what we would like to see moving forward, and more. And I am starting that by hosting my first workshop next week. The information to register will be available starting today, because it was like you had to register through UC Berkeley up till now. So I will have that available. And if you'd like to go, I will have that. Meanwhile, if you're a poet, look me up.
You heard exactly what this woman said. Tomorrow night on these O&E stations, we come back on with, of course, the greatest sports show ever. And it's called Huddle Sports Nation with Coach Derek Gibson and Uptown Deuce, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time on these O&E stations. And, of course, Damon Network has advertising to O&E, which is on the W and Goes Enterprise, which is, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment.wordpress.com. As well as Ngozi Primetime, one at Damon.com. We're Ngozi Time both for Twitter and Instagram. Oladele Ngozi at Pinterest and Google Plus. Oladele Malay, we're Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, the Honeybee Files, as well as the Historic, Determined, and Motivated Online Now Network, established 2016. Any comments, suggestions to a wonderful program tonight? Oladele. Donnie goes with mine, gmail.com, and I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malay, we're Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there on Fresh Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. Miss Sylvia L. Blaylock, your final words before I play my last track and take it home.
Thank you all very much, and good luck to you all.
All of me, why not take all of me? Baby, can't you see I'm no good without you? Take my lips, I'll never use them. Take my arms, I want to lose them. Your goodbye.
take all of me. Can't you see?
Da 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 da